As indicated by writer Josh Zumbrunn, as recently as the mid-1980s, one could categorize American workers into four groups, three of which numbered about 30 million people apiece. Approximately 31 million people were involved with non-routine cognitive jobs, often referred to as knowledge work. These knowledge workers engage in varied intellectual tasks and often are in professional, technical, or managerial occupations. Just under 30 million people had jobs consisting of routine manual work, for instance, on assembly lines or in warehouses. Another approximately 30 million people were in positions consisting of routine office work, including bookkeepers, filing clerks, and bank tellers. The fourth category is a smaller group that performs non-routine manual tasks, including many in service occupations. Zumbrunn suggests that over the past three decades, almost all employment growth has emerged from the two categories of work that are non-routine. Meanwhile, routine jobs have been under significant pressure, particularly during periods of recession. Economists believe this is happening because routine jobs are naturally more susceptible to automation, with spreadsheets replacing bookkeepers and robots displacing people on assembly lines. For WIPR, I'm Aniban Basu.